Hello?
Oh, hello, Dorothy?
Yes.
It's Roy from Suddenlink, the cable company. You know, your cable company?
Yes.
I just calling to let you know we're going to be sending you a Bible.
What was that?
We're going to be sending you a Bible in the mail. We're going to mail you a Bible.
No, I'm not interested.
No, it's free. It's free. It's because you're a customer of ours. With Suddenlink, we're sending you a Bible.
Oh.
It's something.
All right, but...
It's something President Trump's doing.
Well... Are you sure there's no gimmick here?
Oh, no, there's no gimmick. It's from President Trump, so you know you can trust it. President Donald Trump. He's sending out Bibles to all Suddenlink.
I say, okay.
Customers.
All right.
It's a deal he's got with the Chinese government. They're going to send out Bibles. So you're going to get a Bible in the mail.
Okay.
It's an exclusive contract. You're going to have to throw away all of your existing Bibles.
I'm not going to have anything internet, though.
Oh, no,
I'm not purchasing anything.
Oh, no, no. You don't need internet for the Bible. It's just a Bible. You just read the Bible. But you have to throw away all of your existing Bibles. Do you have a Bible currently?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to throw that in the trash. Because we're sending you a new Bible.
I'm not throwing it in the trash because it belonged to my mother.
Right, but this is a new Bible. It's new. It's from Suddenlink.
Fine, but I will not throw my old one away.
It's got the Suddenlink logo on the front.
Like, no, I'm not really interested.
Don't
send it to me.
It says,
thank
the
you.
Holy Bible, sponsored by Suddenlink. You know?
There's a gimmick here. I'm not really interested.
No,
Thank you.
It's not a gimmick. There's no gimmick. It's totally free.
Godspeed.
All right, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Bye.
Say it back or it's weird.
Bye.
You're making it weird. Jacqueline, you're making it weird.
Bye.
Stop making it weird, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Tell that dog to shut up.
Bye, Dave.
All right, bye.
Bye, Dave.
I love you.
God loves you.
God loves you and I love you too.
Bye, Steve, Dave.
Mwah.
Bye.
Hang up the phone.
Bye.
Hang it up.
Bye.
Hang up the stupid phone, lady.
Bye.
Hang it up.
Bye.
Get out of my life. Hello there, everyone. Guess what? You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This one is a live show that I did earlier today on Friday. I don't know if I'm going to get this released tonight, but definitely by tomorrow morning, I think. This episode is brought to you by Tokius Pocus, Natalie, Cody No Name, Salt Teddy, and Whiskey Neon. We're going to start out today's show with some really sad news, and that is that we've lost the great Roy D. Mercer. He died at 69 years old. And that just made me realize that I never really thought of Roy D. Mercer as a real person. I never really listened to him that much, because I can only take so much of that redneck voice. Longtime Tulsa radio host Brent Douglas, who is well known for his prank calls, died on Saturday at the age of 69. This is a story from February 11th. The cause of death was not disclosed. Under the pseudonym Roy D. Mercer, Douglas lured unsuspecting people on the other end of the phone line into his world, where his thick southern drawl and wild made-up grievances often came with crass comments and a looming threat to fight. Wow, this is a big article. I'm not going to read it all, but I will link to it in the show notes if you want to go read it. Rest in peace, Roy D. Mercer. I've enjoyed a few of his calls, even though I wasn't really into the whole thing. I know he had some good stuff that I'd heard over the years. Something I learned just 2 seconds ago is that the Charlie Daniels band, or is it just the guy named Charlie Daniel? I don't know. But they did a song for Roy Mercer, and I think I need to play that at the end of today's show, because I don't think I've ever heard this before, and probably a lot of you haven't either. So be looking for that on the end of the show. I can't remember if I have mentioned The Collective. That's a show that's been done on Prankcast lately for maybe 3 months, I guess, somewhere around there. And I can't remember if I've talked about The Collective on this show. I think I've mentioned it at least, but I've been on the last, three Collective shows. One was hosted by Dr. Tom Servo, one was by Devin, and don't get mad at me, I can't remember who the third one was hosted by. But tomorrow, on March 1st, I'm going to be hosting The Collective. Somehow I've gained their trust enough to be the host of The Collective. And it's just kind of, we take turns doing prank calls, one of those things. And it's going to be so much fun. So join me on Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I will shut up about that now because I'm pretty sure I bring this up 2 or 3 times throughout the live show. I spent a few hours yesterday evening and a little bit this morning getting all of my audio stuff working and my phone lines working so I can bridge people on. And today I needed to test it out, so I did a live show. I'm sorry I didn't post about that on X, but you know what? I don't know about X anymore. You guys might want to just sign up on Prankcast and get your notifications from there instead of on the old Twitter machine. Anyway, here's the live show from earlier today. Give it a chance, you guys. Don't tune out, okay?
Thank you. Ooh. Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Hello? I thought I was reaching a 7-Eleven, but I seem to have gotten the wrong number because you just said hello. Can you hear me okay?
Hello, yeah, it's a 7-Eleven.
Oh, this is 7-Eleven on Harbor?
Yeah.
I'm on your roof.
Oh,
and okay. When I climbed up here on the roof, and you'll never guess what happened.
What happened?
I found a small child up here on the roof with its phone number pinned onto its jacket.
What you found?
I found a child up here, and the child's phone number is pinned on their jacket. Has anyone come in there looking for a lost child?
No.
Okay.
I never got any news like that.
All right, I'll just push it off the roof. This is my roof. This is my territory.
Which roof?
Your roof.
7-Eleven roof.
Yeah, look, I'm just kidding about the small child. Don't be calling the cops on me. It's a joke. I'm joking.
So from where you get up, the stairs are from inside?
I built the stairs out of milk crates.
Come on, man.
What? I thought he asked how I made my stairs. All right, well, the phone seems to be working, so that's a good thing. It's just, like, the only reason I'm online right now is because tomorrow, The Collective, I'm going to be hosting that tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific and 7. Am I right about that? I think 7 on the East Coast. And it's been a while since I've hosted anything, and I need to have 2 phone lines that work. And today I, for some reason, have 1. I spent hours last night working on my phone lines, trying to make them go. I'll be right back, and then I'm going to try and make phone calls. But just remember, it's all a test for tomorrow, tomorrow's show. So hopefully you'll all be here tomorrow for The Collective. It's going to be me and, I don't know, like 15 other people, and we're going to make prank calls. I've been on The Collective show for the past 3 or 4 weeks, so if you can figure out on Prankcast where to find those shows, you can listen to old shows I've done. It's always a different person hosting, so good luck with that.
Hello. 7-Eleven?
Hey, you said 7-Eleven that time. Yeah, I was just kidding about the child up here, but I am on the roof, and I've turned off this big, ugly box up here, this air conditioner. Did you set the phone down? Sir. Sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Hello.
I'm calling from the corporate office. We have sensors on our roof, and there's somebody on your roof. Can you go up on your roof and just check?
All right. Yeah, I will check it.
How long will it take? Do it right now. Well, I'm on the phone.
You are on the phone?
While I'm on the phone. Of course I'm on the phone. We're talking.
No, no. You will on the phone while I will check, because...
Can you bring cordless
phone?
I have
customers here right now.
Oh, forget the customers. If there's somebody on our roof, you need to go get them. You need to go get them, and you need to, capture them.
Okay, I'm checking it, okay.
Are you really? Can you
take
me with you? Put on the cordless phone. Hey, is that lady in the background, is that a manager or an employee or a customer?
Which one?
The one that I hear talking. I want to do the weekly customer survey all of a sudden. I've changed my mind about the direction of this call. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and do a survey with him?
Yeah, this is a store phone. It's inside.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the customer.
So we don't let customers come inside.
Oh.
In our place.
Well, can you pass the phone through, underneath the bulletproof glass or something? What do you mean it's not a store?
You want me to check the roof?
Customers can come in there, can't they? I thought you said...
You want me to check the roof?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then.
But while you're up on the roof, can you put a customer on?
Customer is not here right now. He's gone.
Oh. Is that because customers can't come in your store?
If they come, then I will let you.
Is there a red box machine on your sidewalk?
Which one?
Nothing. Sir, hang up the phone. Don't check the roof. Just forget it. I give up. Just forget everything. So, I don't know what I'm doing today. I guess I'm calling 7-Elevens. Reaper Diamond, why are you sending me private messages? Guess what, buddy? I'm in the middle of a show. You really think I'm going to sit here and have a conversation? What the hell? Sorry. I guess I'm just calling the worst area ever for 7-Elevens. I guess. It's okay, Reaper Diamond. I'm sorry I yelled. And I'm sorry I hit you. I mean, in my mind, I hit you. I didn't really hit you, but, I thought about it. I envisioned your face. And I saw my arm just... whoosh, to the moon, Alice. I guess I could get one of my lists. Like that one of the building of the people. The old people. The retirement apartment building. That's all I can think of right now. Also, that one 7-Eleven was full of shit, because he's saying, customers can't come in, but, I can see the 7-Eleven. There's doors on it, and there's no window. It's just normal 7-Eleven. Oh, yeah, call up post offices and say I'm from Doge, and I'm going to be in there in a little bit. Just going to fire a couple of you, that's all. Just the underlings, not you.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Quick back.
Whoa, you picked up in the middle of a voicemail.
Yeah, sorry, I was too late.
Oh, it's okay. I'm on your roof right now.
Which roof?
Your roof on this building here. Quick pack. I just wanted to find out, what's this big thing up here in the middle? What's this big tower silver thing? And
How did you get into this tower?
I brought a ladder, and then I drug the ladder back up with me. The ladder is up here.
Oh.
So I want to find out, are you able to get on the roof?
No.
Okay, good. I'm going to just hang out up here all day. And some of your customers might see me up there walking around. Just tell them not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah. You can, if you want, you can jump too.
Jump off the roof?
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt me. It's just one story. I have good ankles.
Okay. What can I help you with?
I wanted to make sure you're okay with me being on your roof all night. I mean, all day. I'm going to be shining my laser pointer over at the... Okay. There's a bus stop right in front of him. I could fuck with people.
Jackson Police. How can I help you?
Hey, I have a question. I was in there earlier today. I'm a customer.
Yeah.
And I was in your cooler, you know, where you keep the milks and the Pepsis and all that stuff.
Let me give you a manager.
Why?
Who is this?
Well, I was talking to you, sir. Is this the manager?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I was inside the cooler earlier.
Inside the cooler?
Yeah, this morning. I was in the cooler.
Yeah.
And, well, what do you mean, yeah? Why are you saying it like that?
Hold on. I'm busy right now. Let me give you somebody. Hold on.
Is this a man? Are you a manager?
Hello?
Jackson 64, can I help you?
Hey there, I am a customer. I was in there earlier.
Okay.
I was inside the cooler, you know where the milks are and the Pepsis?
Yeah?
I was inside there for a little while, and I drank a couple of Pepsis.
You did?
Yes, and I'm sorry, I didn't realize that the shoplifting rules applied in there because there's no cameras.
What time were you here?
But I wanted to find out, did I leave anything behind in the cooler? Like, I was there this morning during the morning rush.
And you were inside my cooler?
Yes. Yes, I was sitting, basically I was sitting on a big stack of sodas and stuff. I was sitting up there and I was drinking Pepsis. And like sometimes people would open up the cooler and they'd kind of like peek in and see me. And I'd just wave at them. I'd be like, hey, drinking a Pepsi in here. Are you going in the cooler?
My guy is in the cooler right now, so I will ask him.
Well, I'm not in there now, but yeah, did you find my Pepsis? And I think I left my blade in there.
I don't see anything right now.
You don't see my blade?
Nope. Are you joking to me?
No, I wouldn't kid about this, sir. I am a Christian.
I don't see anything. Right?
All right. You don't see my blade and you don't see the empty Pepsi bottles?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm wondering...
You were in my store or was a different store?
Listen here, buddy. I want to know, I want to find out, is it the bottle that we're not allowed to shoplift, or is it just the Pepsi inside the bottle?
I think you're calling the wrong store, man.
Are you the store located at 10th Way?
Yeah.
The Jacksons, right?
Correct.
The only store I ever go to? I think you're the right one.
Okay, let me review the videotape and see what's going on, okay?
You don't see my blade?
No, I don't see nothing.
What about my heroin needles?
Why don't you just call someone else and then mess with them, okay?
I'm not messing with you, you motherfucker. I was hoping he'd at least freak out at me and call me a motherfucker back. But no, it's not going to do it. I left my Bitcoin wallet in there. Okay, I regret jumping. Please look for my bitcoins. Oh shit, they got a plaid pantry up here. Let's call it plaid pantry. You can expect lots more of that today. Lots of not believing me.
Hello, plaid pantry 309.
Hey, I'm on your roof right now.
What's that?
I'm up on your roof right now. Not the gas station, not the gas part roof. I'm on the store roof.
Who are you?
My name is Brad. I am a customer. I was in there earlier, and I was in your cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cooler with the milks and the Pepsis.
Just give me a second.
All right. I think I'm supposed to ask if you found my blade in there.
General?
Man, this is all this... A lot of noise. Jesus. I'm turning down the volume. That's so loud. The manager's office
hello?
Is in the cooler. Oh, hello? Why is it so loud there?
I didn't hear you.
It's very loud there. That's probably why. Wow.
What did he say?
Yeah, fuck it, you guys. Fuck it. Just fuck it. What should I call today? I really didn't plan this out, you know? I could go on to Doc Hub. Now, on these calls, a lot of people are going to call me a scammer, if you can believe it. So we're going to call Brian and Donna. These are people in that apartment complex. Very swank apartment complex in Florida, I've been told. I'm calling from their front desk.
Hello?
Hey, Brian?
John.
Oh, do you know who Brian is? I was told this is Brian and Donna's number.
No, this is Frank and Sam.
Look here, buddy. I don't appreciate your tone. I'm calling from the front desk.
I do.
This is Danny.
Oh, I know.
This is Danny.
Do you want to have sex with me? Oh, you are right.
I would fuck you so hard, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah.
We would just fuck and fuck and fuck.
And I'm going to find you. That's okay. We'll meet up one day.
Well, no. I mean, like, don't say it like a threat. I want it to be like
it's a promise. It's a promise.
Okay. I want your promise
especially if you keep talking.
A long night of lovemaking with you. Me and you, we're going to
just keep talking.
We're going to kiss on the lips. I'm going to stick my tongue in
there. You got to go. You got the trace. We got it.
I am still talking. Okay, you don't have to interrupt me. I'm talking
it.
A bunch.
But
I can't. I don't really believe that you have a tracing machine. Someone tried to out-gay me. That was a close one. So I guess that one, he changed his number. Probably Brian and Donna are dead. Should I call him back?
Hello.
Hey, is this Lewis?
Yes.
Hey, Lewis. It's Danny down at the front, down at the desk.
Yeah.
You know, at the thing. We got some reports that you've been breaking poolside chairs. And just
me? I'm not even there. What are you, crazy?
I know, but last time you were here, you were breaking poolside chairs. And,
oh, really? Good.
And you were being kind of just like a motherfucker, and we have a strict policy against motherfuckery.
Who is this?
Oh, I already told you, sir. This is Danny.
And yeah, where's Giselle?
What? Oh, Giselle.
Where's Giselle?
You don't know who this is, do you? She's in the bathroom.
You might get the wrong person.
Hey, buddy. I know exactly who Giselle is, and she's in the bathroom, and she doesn't want me to tell you that.
Okay, good. Tell her to call me back, okay?
While she's in the bathroom? No, you hang up, motherfucker. So Lewis, nicknamed Bob, and Marianne. That was Bob's cell phone. Let's try his other numbers. I just want to ask if he's got tracing machines on all of them.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Shit.
The person you're trying to...
Yes, Korok. I will call as Carol.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to ask, can I caress your cheek while we kiss?
Say that again?
Can I caress your cheek while we kiss?
Also, yeah, can you caress
your
mother?
Why don't you go fuck your mother? Go fuck your mother, buddy.
Oh.
Go fuck your sister's fucking son, motherfucker.
You've already got a man over. Right? I'm sorry. I didn't...
All right, go fuck your mother, buddy.
Well, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to steal him from you.
Okay, you're
not. I'll tell you what, steal this.
Okay, right.
Hey, yeah. Hey, dude, no? What kind of tracing equipment do you have hooked up to your phone line?
Go fuck your sister's ass.
Is it the imaginary kind?
Go fuck your sister's ass, motherfucker.
Don't you believe this, Franco?
Yeah, I know. Fucking stupid.
Wow, I really upset your friend. I upset your friend. Why did I upset your friend so much? Bob.
Because he's got...
Hey, Lewis, look, do you think that I would be a better fuck than Marianne?
Probably.
I hope so.
Probably, if you bend your ass up.
She couldn't Come fuck on. For shit.
Don't do shit.
She couldn't
fuck yourself,
for
buddy.
Shit, buddy.
I like these phone calls. I tell you, these phone calls are interesting.
I can tell that you love these calls.
Yeah, stick up your
ass. Nothing bad to do, motherfucker.
Hey, Giselle's out of the toilet. You want to talk to her real quick?
Yeah, let me get you. Put her on.
Hey, Lewis, it's Giselle. Ah!
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
You wanna make out? Fuck.
Tell me, how can she swallows?
While she's in the bathroom? I mean, while I'm in the bathroom?
Yeah, tell her she swallows.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Giselle, you swallow, bitch.
Mm. Oh, she just she looked at me like she wanted. Oh, crap, I'm fucking
up the voices.
Giselle, you swallow?
Yes, I am Giselle, okay. And I swallow.
Fucking Bobby. Bobby, get Bobby. Bobby. Pick up, will you?
Bobby, come on. Bye. Pick up Bobby. Pick up the phone. Why? So it says Lewis. Their name is Lewis. And then in parentheses, Bob. How is Bob a nickname for Lewis? I don't like that. At least these people are answering and kind of reacting. Let's call up Joe.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Danny from the front desk.
Hi there.
Hey. We can... I hate to say this, but every time we walk by your door, we can hear you talking loudly and you're being very racist. Can you please stop?
Oh, well,
stop.
That's what I do.
Just stop being so racist, okay?
No, I can't. I enjoy that.
It makes people uncomfortable.
I enjoy that. What can I do to make you more uncomfortable, Danny, you fucking piece of shit?
Oh, why'd you call me that? That's mean. You're going to make me cry. They just hang up immediately. You know, I've been pranking this building for a good 4 shows now. And, you know, they all know me. They all know me at this point. They know I'm the scammer that keeps calling up every resident in the building. Oh. So I heard her say like a half of a hello, and then her connection mysteriously went dead.
Hello?
Hey, Jane.
Yes.
What do you think about leaving that asshole Joe and, you know, just maybe I could be here. Fuck. I guess not. Yeah, this is the Florida apartment building, Anime Girl. The problem is half of them aren't there, and I don't know which ones are there and which ones are not there. You know, they all live in different places. They don't even rent out their apartments to the homeless when they're...
Hi, this is Jim. I can't take your call now. Please leave your name, number, and a message.
All right, let's try their home number. I wonder what Gazelle sounds like. Probably just like Carol.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Gazelle here at the front.
It's who?
Gazelle.
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, last time you were here, every time we walked by your door, we could hear you guys being racist inside. And can you just please maybe just only be racist in your room or, you know, just away from the door?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, just like normally you guys are very racist.
Here's Allison.
Well, you and Allison.
Hi, Giselle. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. We were just hoping, like, because every time we walk by your door when you're here, we can hear you guys in there being racist. And we just, you know, like, people walk by
you're
there.
You're a sicko. No. You're a sicko. What? And you are not calling from the office.
Well,
and
I'm
this
not,
is not Giselle.
Because I'm not
we're
going
to trace your number.
I am, too,
we're
Giselle.
We're going to trace your number.
What makes you
we're
say
gonna trace your
I'm
number,
not Giselle?
And the police will be on you.
No, they won't. I don't know. I don't approve of the police being on me. Man, that was crazy.
We're on the 8th floor of... Oh, shit, we're on the last floor. I'm almost done with this list forever. I gotta mark out all my stuff I've called. Man, she calls me sick just because I'm not racist. It's not cool.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to...
I wish Allison would have stayed on. I wanted to fuck up my voice and turn into a guy. It would have been hilarious. All right, 804 is the next apartment number. I want to be Gazelle again. Is it Gazelle or Giselle? Jizzle. It's Jizzle. I knew it. Okay, I'll be Jizzle.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Jizzle? Oh, I'm sorry, Elaine?
Yes, it is.
I'm Jizzle. Silly me. You know, from the...
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. They're letting us drink down here tonight. They wanted me to just ask the next time you're here. Could you please not be so racist so loudly by your front door? Because people walk by and they can hear you.
I haven't been down there in months, so I don't know who you're talking about.
No, I know that, but just, you know, when you come down next, just if you guys are going to be overly racist, maybe you can just go in the bedroom or
well,
shut
I don't think
the door.
We are. I don't know where you're getting that information from.
Well, no, we get so many people saying every time I walk by the Elaine's door, you're just being so racist.
I don't go down there. We have renters, so
Well, you
need really? To, you that need... really? I'd like to know exactly who's saying that.
I don't know.
Because that's really quite an accusation.
Are you sure it's not you? Because I just I thought when you first signed
Me?
Up here. Yeah, I thought when you first signed up here, you looked a little bit racist.
Oh, you can tell by looking at someone?
Well, a lot of times you can.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
And then the next thing you know, we're getting reports.
What's your last name?
We're getting reports.
What's your last name?
Why?
Why? Because I would like to know who's in the building accusing.
Well, you're not even at the building. You just do renters, so.
That's
what do you,
right.
What do you care?
So how do you know who's saying what?
Well, I don't know. You must have racist renters, but did you rent to them because they're racist?
Excuse me?
Because that's how you guys were before, so I don't know. Is that the deal?
I don't know what you're talking about, honestly. You are nuts.
Oh, I'm not
You're
nuts.
Really truly
I,
nuts. I don't even know who you are.
It's Jizzle. It's Jizzle. Jizzle my nope. Not going to say it.
What's your last name?
Frankorama. Jizzle Frankorama.
Okay. I still don't know who you are, so.
Oh, I don't want to know
well,
who you are, because
I'll tell my
you,
husband about it and let him know. We can talk directly. We'll be down in May, so we can talk directly about it.
Well, you'll be down or your renters will be down? Because I don't want to talk to your renters.
My renters leave on April 30th.
Well, they're being very racist in there. Can you maybe give them a call and tell them to stop being racist?
Well, do you know who the renter is there? It's Roberta. Do you know her?
Yeah, of course I do. That's
who's in there. She's been in there since December 1st.
She wouldn't be racist like that. Not like you. Nope. No, I don't believe it. But maybe someone she's got visiting
well,
is being racist.
Well, I haven't been there, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Okay,
so,
well, I don't appreciate you enabling racism like this.
Well, I don't.
And why do they have to be so loud?
What unit are you talking about exactly?
804, why can't they just shut the fuck up? You know, like, keep their voices down and be racist. They don't have to scream about...
Who are you talking about?
Well, whoever's in there, you know? Like, why do they have to scream about racism?
Well, don't be calling me. You don't even know who's in there.
Well, I'm just saying whoever's in there is a motherfucker for being so racist.
Well, maybe you should go talk to Roberta, because that's who's in there right now.
Roberta smells like
an
old lady.
And I will give her a call and ask her about this.
Thank
you.
Roberta smells like an old lady.
I know Roberta.
But
I know who she is.
She smells like an old lady.
I went to her.
I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to be near her. Because she's an amazing...
Roberta?
She's an amazing racist, and she smells like an old lady.
I know she's not an old lady.
She is an old lady.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying she smells she smells like an old lady.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Bye-bye.
What? Hey, ma'am. Okay. Thanks for telling me how to pronounce Jizzle, Devin. I appreciate that.
We're going to call her home phone number now. Hopefully she's not home. Same lady. I love that this entire building is, you know, they're talking to each other about nightmare machines.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Some of them are probably concerned. Is there really a nightmare machine? I don't want to have nightmares. I haven't had nightmares in years. Ooh, racist nightmares. I wonder if that's possible. What would that even be? We only have a half hour left, everybody.
Hello?
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 Oh, hey, it's Jizzle from the front desk here at the mall.
Hey there, how are you?
Oh, thank God you picked up.
Of course.
Yeah, we just needed to ask you about something.
Like, okay.
Well, whenever anybody walks by your door, they always hear you in there talking about lots of racist stuff. So can you stop being racist so loudly next to your door?
What are you talking about?
Racism, ma'am. You know when you're...
I'm coming downstairs right now.
Oh, no, we don't allow racists downstairs. I almost called her a racist.
Hello. We are not available now.
Ah.
Please...
She is running down those stairs to talk to the front desk. Oh, maybe if I call up... what I think is her cell phone. Maybe I'll get a hold of her while she's down there.
Hello?
Hey there, it's me. It's me again. Are you down at the front desk?
This is Peggy. I'm actually in New York. You're trying to call my sister, Darcy.
Oh,
this is
shit.
My,
Shit. I thought I was calling Peggy. I'm so sorry.
This is Peggy. I am Peggy.
Look, lady, don't yell at me, motherfucker. I thought you were Darcy, okay?
Who is this?
This is Jizzle at the front desk.
Okay. I really would not appreciate the way you're speaking to me. My goodness.
Okay, well, you start yelling at me. You're yelling at me.
I just said, who is this?
You're being a little bit racist, ma'am.
What?
You're just being a little bit racist. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. What are you talking about? I'm sorry?
The racism.
What did you just say to me?
When you yelled at me, you're a little bit racist.
I did not yell at you. I said, who is this?
Okay. All right. Maybe I
And then you just, started swearing at me.
Maybe I misheard because I was taking a drink of 7-Up at the time.
Okay. But so still, you're trying to reach my sister?
Just so you know, it's 2025 and racism's not cool anymore.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't appreciate you speaking to me this way. This is unacceptable.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So, I'll call Darcy. I have her cell phone number.
Okay.
All right, ma'am? Okay,
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-4.
Darn.
That's all the numbers we have for, I guess we were talking to Darcy originally. Give me a second. I got to mark all these out that I've called so I don't get lost again.
Please leave your message for 4.
She's not answering now. That's okay, I guess. Let me cross that one out. Thanks for showing up, everybody. Just in case you didn't hear the news earlier, I'm gonna be hosting a show tomorrow. It's called The Collective, and you have to say it just like that. And it's gonna be on this channel, on my prank cast /RBCP, whatever it is. I mean /PhoneLosers. You guys know. Make sure you come and listen to the show tomorrow. It's gonna be about 4 p.m. Pacific time, and this whole show today is just a test. Just making sure it all works. I only have 3 people left at this place. Anyone have any different ideas other than racism or breaking pool chairs or being a motherfucker to say to people as Jizzle?
Hello?
Hello, Neil?
Yes?
Hey, it's Jizzle over at the desk. The desk machine, the downstairs desk, in Florida.
Oh, you got me mixed up with my father?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. You sound like a grown man. What do you still live with your father for?
This is at the right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. The phone number you have is for me. But my father, you probably know, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Is there something I could help you with?
They just wanted me to call and let you know that I love you.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
Okay. All right, I love you. Just hang up before I say something I shouldn't say.
Okay, all right.
You never know.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Okay, look, your dad left some weed behind here in his room. Right. Do you want the weed?
I'm sorry, what's the last part?
The weed, the marijuana. He had about an ounce of marijuana. He had it hidden in his room, and the new tenant found it, and I don't know, do you want your father's marijuana?
No. No, thanks.
Can I smoke it?
Sure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ah, shit. You got me excited. My voice started cracking. And then
I turned into a man. Ha ha. All right. Have a nice day, sir. Mr. Junior.
He hung up on me. I don't know why, but Carol's voice seems to crack a lot lately. We got one more person left. Hold on.
Yeah, also, I forget what I'm doing.
Hello.
Hey, it's Jizzle from the front desk here at the...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What?
Look, Dr. Leonard, I'm calling from the...
From the...
Yeah, I didn't want to yell that out loud for obvious reasons.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Jizzle. I work here at the front desk. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
I said, listen here, you son of a bitch. When you're here, We need you,
you
to
can hear.
What?
Are you the secretary to the?
No. I'm calling from AT&T Wireless. They asked us to call and change your phone number because you know what?
I can't understand what you're saying.
All right.
Why are you calling me?
Hold on. Let me put on some reverb. Okay. Hello, sir. I'm calling from AT&T Wireless. We're going to change
your... You're calling from AT&T Wireless?
Yeah. We're going to change your phone number.
Why did you just say son of a bitch for?
Because you were being a little bit of a son of a bitch.
Hey, go and learn to speak English.
Listen here, lady. I'm trying to change... Okay.
All right. So the problem I suddenly had with this phone number is the last digits of it are 9911, and that's confusing, right? You might accidentally call 911 dialing that number, and I need to call him back.
Hello.
Hey, is this Becky?
Hello.
Hello, is this Becky?
Yes.
Okay, I was talking to Dr. Leonard, and he was being racist.
Yes.
He was being racist to me, and he was yelling at me and all kinds of things.
Well, who are you?
Oh, my name is Franco. I pretty much run the here in Florida.
You don't sound like Franco.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm on the phone, stupid. But look, here's the problem we have. Our PBX system, like to dial 911, is you have to dial 9911. And that's the last four digits of Dr. Leonard's phone number. And we're going to end up accidentally calling... Look, we've got AT&T on the line, on the other line, and they're going to change his number right now. We don't want to have any confusion. So this four...
Wait, hold on.
This number that ends in 9911, it's going to change right now.
They're changing a number, like 911, only it's 9911, and they're having problems because that's the last four digits. That's...
All right, listen, I'm on my way to now, and I'm going to ask the people in the office.
Well, sir, I've got AT&T on the line right now, and they're changing your number right now.
Why are they changing my number?
Because you can't have 9911. That's like 911. What?
9911, that's my home from Pennsylvania.
What, do you think the 9/11 crashing into the building was funny or something?
Is there something wrong with you or what?
No, I'm just saying.
This is my phone number from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my cell phone from Pennsylvania.
I know. That's why it's got the 412 on it. I can tell. And then, well, no, I'm not going to say that. But 9911, that's how you dial 911 on a PBX. Are you crazy?
Well, we've never had no trouble in 25 years.
Dr. Leonard,
all of a sudden there's... What's your name?
Dr. Leonard. Dr. Leonard, are you crazy?
You know, you're a fucking asshole. What are you talking about?
How dare you use the fucking word with me, Dr. Leonard?
Well, I'll meet you somewhere. Where do you want to meet me?
Oh, I'll meet you by the bike rack. You know where Dairy Queen is?
Dairy Queen?
Yeah, meet me at the Dairy Queen.
No, I'll meet you at the...
I'll punch you in the fucking eye.
You will. You're dick. You asshole. Don't ever call me again.
You better not,
fact,
dick.
I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police
no,
to have this phone
no,
call registered.
No, wait, sir, but you've been...
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt-slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. 100.9 The Journal.
Don't let it... Some asshole call.
Yeah, it was just a radio...
Some asshole for station, an asshole.
A station prank. You know, it's cool. You don't have
I'm calling... I'm going by the police station in about 2 minutes... And I'm going to stop and make a register of this number.
Are you
going to... I'm going to have them get in touch with you.
I hope you waste a bunch of their time.
Ah, fuck you.
Hey, how dare you say fuck you? Jesus Christ. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to totally stop the show now and give him a call and stop him from visiting the police station person, I guess. Fucking Dr. Leonard. Do you think he is? That was a good last call. I mean... I was going to wait till 12:30 to quit, but how can I just not quit right now? It's crazy not to quit right now. Ooh, I have an idea. Give me a minute. Let me change my number to Leonard's number. I got a phone call to make. Okay, let's try calling up. I'm going to call up the building. They might be gone already. They leave early. Bunch of lazy fuckers. You know, scrolling through this list, I still have numbers left. Not everybody answered. I could retry some of these.
Thank you for calling, Mom.
Okay. They're not picking up, but I have another idea. Okay, so I have Dr. Leonard's phone number. I'm going to call basically his other number with his own phone number, and that belongs to Becky, and we'll just see if that causes any confusion.
Okay. All circuits are busy now. Please try.
All right, let me try one more time. I don't know why I did that, but I'm going to set up something else while I wait for this to ring. Who has a 9911 number? You're just asking for trouble. All right, one last try. I've changed my number to Becky's number, which won't pick up, so it's probably not even a good number anymore. And I'm going to call Dr. Leonard. Wait, but should I call her with Beverly or something? No, not 752. Yep. Fuck, no. I'm messing with...
Hello? Yes, this is Beverly.
Who?
Hi, how are you?
Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Who the fuck is this? Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Oh, my God. Have you nothing better to do with your life than to sit around calling people? Huh?
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
What, you're repeating everything I say?
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Oh, I wish you do. And I hope you come in person. I hope you come in person.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
You're calling me, asshole. You're calling me. I never called you. You're calling me. Don't be a fucking fool.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Yeah, he left. He's gone. Darn it. I wish he would have stayed on. That was... Why am I
Carol? I wish he would have stayed on. That could have been fun. Man, what a great last call. I don't think I can call the other people on this list. All the people left over. Randomly. So, hey, everyone, the show's over. I don't want to go over, what's his face? Because he's doing his prank calls here on Prankcast. Or is he still on Mixer? I don't know. But tomorrow, 7 p.m., that's the collective I'm hosting tomorrow. It's going to be me and other people. And we might do pranks. I don't know. But it's going to be on this channel, the prankcast.com/phonelosers. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. on the other side, and, all hail Dr. Leonard. Bye, everybody. I love you.
Hey, Brad. It's Zero from swampy, smelly-ass Florida.
Hey,
just
Zero.
Just calling to say thanks for all the years of entertainment.
Sure.
I actually just got a job offer after having been unemployed for, 4 months.
You loser.
My job laid me off last December.
Congratulations.
Anyways, I'm excited to start working again so I can join the Patreon. Hey, I just wanted to say, someone on your voicemail episode requested a new guide or a video on your setup and how you make prank calls.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to request that if you do ever get around to making something like that again or doing anything like that, could you also go over how you make prank calls when you're traveling? I think... maybe you just do it off your phone.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd find that really helpful. I really want to get into
it. You know what? I should have done that while I was traveling. Maybe I need to go travel some more just to be able to do that. Because that's a good idea. I did a brand new thing when I traveled last time.
All right. That's it. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling into the show. I don't know. I probably won't do that with my studio tour, but as a separate thing, definitely. I now have to do that because that's a good idea.
I just want to say, where were you on 9/11? It's in study hall. There's a lot of restrictions in that school.
I was kinda not. Sucked. I was not in a study hall.
On that day.
Yeah.
I'm working with people that are probably in diapers at that time.
Yeah.
Where did the time go?
I don't know. Go? How'd we get so old?
I want to beat some quarters and play Nintendo.
Yeah.
Frank Call, Radio Shack. One
doesn't?
Of those independent ones. Go look it up on White Pages. I don't know.
Okay. I will. I'm going to look those up right now. Listings for Radio Shack. Wow, there are a lot of voicemails all of a sudden. Just because I did a voicemail show.
Hey, I hope you guys know that your number is actually listed on Google as a tattoo shop up the road from me.
What the fuck?
But that was a really funny voicemail, and I hope that I end up on the podcast. My name is Emily. I'm 19. I'm from Missouri. Have a nice day.
Okay. What are you talking about? Wait, it's up the street from you? Yeah, you definitely did it, I guess. But why don't I get calls then for people looking for tattoos? They probably hear my message, and they're like, what the fuck is this? I don't understand.
Hey, Brad, the fucking voicemail episode sucks. Don't do another one.
Oh, I'm doing another one.
I've been having to listen to that show 15 minutes at a time, because that's all I can take. All I can take is the 15 minutes if you had each episode, man. But I can't fucking do this.
The voicemails, they're the best part. People have been telling me that for years. It's so weird that you don't like them.
Hey, Roy. Hey. I just wanted to say, I guess I don't know what to put in the voicemail, but I just want to say thank you so much for all the stuff, all the content you make. Been trying to avoid all
the... It seems like a lot now, but ask someone who's been around forever and they're like, oh, he doesn't do hardly anything anymore.
Negative political crap that goes on, and I've found that listening to your show over the last few months has made my life like a ton better. Fall asleep to it, just, you know, listening to it while I draw and...
Forget about the world falling apart. And that climate change is definitely going to suffocate us all in a few years. Just listen to prank calls.
It's been really awesome. And also, I want to say I heard you mention Pacific Heights, the movie, yesterday in one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
And so I went and I watched it, and it was
pretty
ridiculous and hilarious. And thank you for suggesting that Tenet from Hell thriller horror movie. That was insane.
Yeah.
So,
Carter Hayes, he's my favorite tenant from hell.
Thanks again, and cactus, cactus.
Anytime.
Bye.
I don't expect people to actually go out and watch Pacific Heights when I mention it, but I don't know, it's just always been a favorite of mine, watching some landlord get his ass kicked all the time, because he's an idiot.
Hey, RVCP. I've been a listener since about 2016.
Hey.
And I haven't left a voicemail since, like, 2018.
What the hell?
So, like, damn, it's crazy to think it's been that long.
I know.
Anyway, I just saw you were doing a show about voicemail, so I figured I'd leave another voicemail.
God damn it.
Cactus, cactus.
See what happens when I try to catch up on my voicemails? It just makes my voicemails fill up. Like, seriously, there's a good 20 brand new voicemails in here, all from the past week.
Brad, 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 Brad. Hey, Brad, it's me, NoBigGuyLover1846. I think it would be really funny if everyone would call into the voicemails and do their best NoBigGuy impression.
Yeah.
That's all. I think it would be really funny.
I would appreciate if nobody did that. I disagree with you entirely.
Hey, Brad, this is Brandon from Pittsburgh.
Hey.
I'm not going to call and bitch about Snowball shows not being uploaded regularly anymore. You have so much content to re-listen to, and they're always funny.
That's right.
And I just want to say thank you for all the years of laughs. And I guess that's about it. Cactus, cactus, keep it up, please.
Quit complaining, everybody. No, you should complain. I've been terrible lately, especially this year. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to try and catch up. I'm all set up for live shows now, so maybe I'll just start doing more of those. Oh, by the way, I'm just suddenly remembering this, and I forgot to mention it on the live show earlier today, but the racism idea was from Half Alpha. He sent me that as an idea for an apartment building when I'm calling up landlords, or wait, no, when I'm calling up tenants at an apartment building or whatever. He wants me to ask them to stop having racist conversations that people can hear out in the hallway when they walk past their door. What a great idea. We could do that for hotels, too. Like, call up some of those hotels where you can call into the rooms and be like, hey, this is the front desk, and you need to stop being so racist in there. So thanks for that, Half Alpha. That was a good one that I did repeatedly on today's show.
Well, hi there. This is Space Bison here in Nebraska, and I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Carol's Cafe over there in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
She's got the best boings you can eat.
Boings?
They are so delicious.
Yeah.
Tell her that Space Bison sent you and that you're so hungry you could eat a moot hoosh. Oh, yeah.
All right. I will. Next time I'm in Massachusetts, I'm going to get right over there to Carol's Cafe. Let's play just a few more voicemails, a couple more maybe. I am going to do another voicemail show, by the way, soon. I figure three or four of them might get rid of all these voicemails.
Hi, Snowplow Show host.
Hey.
Brad.
Wow.
That took a minute. Appreciate you and everything you do. I have a question. Hopefully you answer it.
All right.
Obviously on the show. Do you like to play Zelda or Skyrim?
Ew, gross.
That's all.
Video games?
You're really fucking great. And I appreciate your shows.
Okay. Well, thank
you. Okay. Motherfucker. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Jessica. I don't play those really long, drawn-out games. I know they're awesome. I wish I was more into gaming. But when do I have the time? I try to get into games all the time, and I'll play, like, you know, a few levels, and then I just kind of lose interest. But when I was much younger, I played the Zelda on the NES. I got all the way to the end back then. I had so much unlimited time back then. I actually hooked up the NES to a VCR so I could record myself finishing the game so I could prove to my brother that I did it. Okay, last voicemail. This looks like a long one.
Hey, RB. The bandit male stripper stripping his way through online school.
Hey.
I just wanted to call and ask, since you're taking requests for finding old prank call shows and prank...
Yeah, by the way, I have not heard anything about that prank call show that I asked about in the last episode, the one called The Happy Telephone Caller. So what the hell, everybody? Come on, go find The Happy Telephone Caller for me and give me some information.
Calls.
Maybe that's what this is.
I would love for you to look for Kill Ugly TV. It was a website in the 90s, and it was so funny. They had these phone, they were called phony phone calls, and they were so funny, and they were horrible and hilarious, and they would call, news stations and stuff, and it was really funny. KillUglyTV.com. I bet some of our listeners have heard of it.
Have you not Googled this? Because I don't want to Google an old TV show, even if it's about phones. Okay, maybe I will.
I want to hear those calls again. And they were in real audio. That was the format they were in. And I've actually found the website on the Wayback Machine or whatever, and it didn't... none of the files were there.
See it.
So if you could...
I'm surprised I have not heard of that. You know, it's a website in the 90s. I was into prank calls in the 90s, so why have I not heard of that?
I want to hear those calls again, because they were funny. Not as funny as you, of course, but they were funny.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's okay, you guys. You can tell me if someone else is funnier than me. I won't be too sad. But I guess if anyone out there knows about Kill Ugly TV, I somehow missed that, even though I had a webpage with as many prank call links on it as I could find. Somehow I didn't find that one. It looks like I have 11 voicemails left from the past week, but I'm going to save those for the next show or the next voicemail show. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the live show today. There is a full version of the live show. You can find that on prankcast.com/phonelosers. If you want to hear the entire thing, it lasted about an hour and a half, and I think I cut it down to about 40 minutes. So imagine all the stuff you missed. Mostly just phones ringing and voicemails and music. I'll try to put a link to that in the show notes if I can remember. Also, thanks for listening, everybody. This is a song called How Big a Boy Are You? It's on a Roy D. Mercer YouTube channel. I couldn't find it on Spotify, but apparently this has some Charlie Daniels in it.
Randy Merriman, can I have your place?
Randy, my name is Roy D. Mercer. Listen, I was in your shop and bought me some foam sealer.
Uh-huh.
I was using that this morning to seal up some windows.
Uh-huh.
And we're keeping my mother-in-law's little Pekingese dog, Larry G. Robinson, he called it, and he was down there, and I put that foam can down, one of them things with a trigger on it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing stuck, and that little dog was down there, and he got to laughing at it, and I didn't see it, and it foam sealed his mouth shut down there.
Uh-huh.
And he had a stopped up nose, and the little thing, I guess he drowned in his own snot down there, Randy.
He did.
I tell you what I need, my mother-in-law ain't gonna be back in town till Saturday. She's kinda old, and I don't think, you know, it'd make a whole lot of difference if we just had that dog taxidermy.
How big a boy are you? Say you wanna whoop my behind.
How big a boy are you?
Can you call me up? You sound like you're losing your mind.
How big a boy are you?
You want money for me for something that I didn't do. Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
I'm sorry, sir. Get we wouldn't be able to help you.
Pay for that.
No, we wouldn't be able to help you in any way.
Well, now, well, why not?
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility if you laid the can down.
Well, I set it down right there, and it, well, that, I know, but trigger that would, stuck it, on it, and it fallen all out there.
Okay, but it still wouldn't be our responsibility.
Bull butter.
Well, it would, sir.
I guarantee you, how'd you like me just come down there and whoop your ass?
Well, sir, I don't think that would be a proper thing to do either.
Well, I'm bound and determined to get the situation took care of, and well, I think we could do it for about $300 in taxidermy.
I'm sorry, sir.
Shoot, that was a prize pay.
How big a boy are you? You say you want to whoop my behind. How big a boy are you? You call me up. You sound like you're losing your mind. You want money from me for something that I didn't do. Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
How big a boy are you?
I'm a pretty big old boy.
Right now, I'll tell you, and I'm not sure how long it's going to stay good. I got him in the freezer right next to the push pops over there.
Uh-huh.
But I need about $300 to get him taxidermy.
Well, I wish I could help
so
you.
So you just get ready to make me out a check for three. I'm be, how long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here all evening this evening, sir. How big a boy
are you? You say you want to whoop my behind. How big a boy are you? You call me up. You sound like you're losing your mind. You want money from me for something that I didn't do? Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
I'm gonna tell you to pick up $300 check, or I'm gonna give you about $300 worth of pop knots on your head. Yeah.
That's the best story that I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's one of the best I ever heard too.
Hey, Randy. Hey, friend.
Yeah.
This here is Roy D. Mercer from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
How big a boy are you?
You heard me giggling when I was laughing the first time, well, didn't it, you? It ain't I, funny. I couldn't take it much more.
I don't know what negative ions taste like.